In Egypt, an alliance of Islamic groups called Anti-Coup Alliance has finally made its widely expected announcement about the constitutional referendum slated for January. The alliance was formed following the July ouster of former President Mohamed Morsi, a move which it sees as a military coup. In its long-awaited announcement, the alliance said it had weighed the option of rallying for a no vote, but finally decided to go for a boycott.
We took a unanimous decision that boycotting the so-called constitutional referendum is the best way to resist this military coup, and we call on the free people of Egypt to follow suit.
The alliance said it is against the referendum because it will be held by a government which it says has killed and detained many people following Morsi's ouster. It also said its decision was based on political and legal basis.
We consider what happened on the 3rd of July an illegitimate coup, and thus any procedures based upon that are deemed illegal.
The referendum will decide about the new draft constitution, which the Anti-Coup Alliance says installs the military institution above the state. It says the draft text immunizes the military battle current leaders and run counter to the values of the 2011 revolution, which ousted longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak.
This constitution does not even mention the January 25th revolution in its preamble. Unlike the 2012 constitution, it neglects social justice and it doesn't protect against the state corruption.
The alliance has called for nationwide protests on the referendum day. It has also promised to continue rallies until it peacefully brings down the coup, even if the referendum passes. Egypt's Anti-Coup Alliance also pointed to ongoing talks with liberal groups in a bid to be united against the army-backed interim government and finally shape a new roadmap to Egypt's political scene. Morsi's status remains the stumbling block, but observers believe the concerned parties are edging closer to a deal. Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV, Cairo.